And now to Boston, where after a day and a half of deliberations, the jury considering the fate of Jahar Tzonayev, who's admitted to the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings, has reached a verdict. The jury has returned to the federal courtroom as Jahar Tzonayev is standing, hearing his fate right now. Let's go to Nancy Gertner, former federal judge in Massachusetts. And Judge Gertner, we are all following this now on Twitter, because this is a federal courtroom, and so there are no cameras in the courtroom. But we believe that of the 30 counts against Jahar Tzonayev, right now they are at count 3. What are you hearing?
Right. I'm following the same feeds, and I have the specimen verdict form in front of me, mm-hmm. and the jury will be going count by count, and so far, and the count, this is not easy. These are somewhat complicated because you not only have to say guilty or not guilty of the crime, but also listing as to the three victims that were at the marathon scene, and then Officer Sean Collier. Yeah. So they had to go through each of those, and it looks like they're at count 4.
And we should say that the jury has found Jahar Tzonayev guilty on these first 3 counts, and that is telling right there, Judge Gertner, because of the 17 death penalty counts in the total of 30 counts against Jahar Tzonayev, these were death penalty charges.
That's right. There's no question about that. And again, there was really no contest with respect to this stage. There was no contest with respect to any of these, except there was to some degree, an issue with respect to the MIT officer, Sean Collier. But to all intents and purposes, it's clear you're going to move on to the second phase here, the death penalty phase, just from what the jury has already done.
Yeah, and remind us, before we ask you what happens next in the sentencing phase, there is at least one death penalty count that there may be some question about. It has to do with an officer who was involved in a shootout.
And in Watertown, yes.
And in Watertown, which is a town outside of Boston for our national listeners. And he was shot. He almost bled out on the street. But most analysts had said prior to the trial that it might have been friendly fire.
Right. But it really, it's in one sense, it's important to find out who did it and what the circumstances were. But in terms of the outcome in the case, this is a distinction without a difference.
Yeah. So we are hearing again from the courtroom in Boston, the jury returning its verdicts. I'm reading one tweet that count 2 guilty. This is in causing the death of Krista Campbell, one of the 3 victims at the marathon site. We'll continue to be hearing these counts as we go along. Judge Gertner, it's been kind of interesting. We've known this was coming, and as you said, pretty much knew that there would be a majority of guilty verdicts on the 30 counts because Tzonayev's lawyers admitted that he did the bombing. There's still a bit of a quickening of the pulse.
It always happens. When I was on the bench for 17 years, I've been a lawyer for 24. Even as a judge, it was a moment of high drama, because you realize that there were consequences that attached to this. And in this case, there are profound consequences that can attach to this.
Let's talk about that. The death penalty is at stake here, even though Massachusetts does not have the death penalty. This is a federal case. The lawyers for Jahar Tzonayev tried to make the case that he was a pawn of his older brother, who was killed in a police shootout, that police shootout we mentioned after the bombings. What do you expect to happen in the sentencing phase?
Well, to all intents and purposes, the defense, with respect to what the role of the older brother was and issues with respect to motive, could only imperfectly present that in the first phase. There was no question that the overwhelming thrust of the first phase, the liability phase, was about the nature of the crime, the nature of the victims, the fact that there were multiple victims, the heinousness of the crime. I'm characterizing the evidence now in terms of the aggravating factors that you need to get the death penalty. In the penalty phase, the defense will have an opportunity to talk about in more detail about his family, the relationship, you know, the brain age, those kinds of issues.
So that's a question we had. They can put new evidence in.
They can surely put in new evidence. The evidentiary standards are more relaxed. The category of mitigating evidence includes really is a very, very broad category and is the kind of thing that one would see at a sentencing in general, but is terribly important here. The government does not have the obligation to redo the evidence of the crime, they could simply, because it's the same jury, the jury has that information in front of them. So to all intents and purposes, the focus really shifts at this point to the defendant.
And Nancy Gertner, a former federal judge here in Massachusetts, watching the jury return its verdict in the trial of Jahar Zanaieff, I feel we need to mention the names. Crystal Marie Campbell, Officer Sean Collier, Lingzi Liu, and Martin Richard. And so far, the counts are guilty in their deaths. Judge, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.